Hello there. Welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. This is a podcast for wildly visionary, highly sensitive, and super creative female entrepreneurs and thought leaders who want to reclaim your purpose, your power, and your prosperity as a personal brand. I'm your host, Sean Fink, and I am so thrilled you're here today. So grab a cup of coffee or tea, sit back and relax. And let's get into it. Hello, hello, everyone. It is great to be with you today. If you get my emails every week, I sent one out this week talking about how this is a really big week for me. There's a lot going on. Number one, I am going to be doing a great speaking event on Thursday night. And as I record this, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm not feeling too nervous. I'm feeling pretty grounded. I'm feeling ready. That might change on Thursday. I'm also having a birthday this week. I will be entering the final year of my 40s. And as I said in the email, I'm trying to not put a lot of baggage on this birthday, but let's face it, I'm putting a lot of baggage on this birthday. A couple of other things are going on for me. I feel this, how would I call it? It's a bit of an expansion happening within me. And I would say I feel an up-leveling happening. It feels very intentional and very measured, but it also feels like it's taking me to my edge. And so that has got me thinking a whole lot about fear, which I'm always talking about, or I'm talking about courage, but I've been spending a lot of time talking about fear. And just as a heads up, I'm hosting another Braving the Business Arena, a masterclass for female entrepreneurs to learn how to overcome fear and achieve goals. I will put the link in the show notes so that you can sign up for that. It is totally free, and I really would love for you to bring a friend. And this conversation that I'm going to talk about here today is related. A lot of times when I'm working with clients, they will, like, suddenly out of nowhere, you know, when they're getting ready to do something uncomfortable, they will talk about fear. And I'm always like, okay, let's dive into the fear. Let's really get to the root of things. And almost always, not every time, but almost always, it's not really fear. And I'm always like ready to do the coaching work around fear. But at the end of the day, it's rarely ever fear. So that's what I want to talk about today. Again, I encourage you to just sit back and relax. See what comes up for you today. Because I'm going to be bringing a lot of ideas and I'm curious what bubbles up for you. So I want to start with a hard truth. If you're not feeling like a thriving, abundant business owner and founder of your business, then you are not making enough courageous moves. And I know, ouch, right? Ugh, why do you have to say that, Sean? But I know it to be true. When we stay super, super, duper safe, and we're not taking any risks, and we're really staying in place, and we're not moving the needle, we're not thriving either. We might be surviving, but we're not thriving. And abundance means many things. It doesn't mean just money, but it really does mean well taken care of, that you have enough. And if you don't feel like you have enough, which is the number one reason people come to me for coaching, then you're not making enough courageous business moves. So listen, and this is what I wrote in my email this week. I get it. I get it. The soft blanket of comfort that you're hiding under feels so nice. And you're tired and you're burned out and you just want peace and rest and time to yourself. But if you stay under that soft blanket without taking any other bolder moves, you may still be under that blanket 5 years from now. And you know it's true. You know it's true. You might be under the same blanket now that you have been under for the past 5 years. When I pivoted my work, and believe me, I did the kind of pivot most people don't do. And looking back, it was kind of ridiculous. I'm not even kidding. And I've been telling this story a lot lately through some networking. And I've had so many other female entrepreneurs say, "Oh my God, your story is amazing. You should tell it more." And it's really got me thinking about talking about not only the Brave Yes leap that I took, which was a kind of like jumping the canyon. It wasn't like jumping a little creek. It was like jumping the canyon. And it was a 360 pivot. It was, I equate it to turning a cruise ship all the way around. It took a long time for many reasons, but the truth was, prior to that, I had been taking a lot of baby risks, tiny little things that, you know, were great, but they weren't moving the needle. They weren't really lighting me up. They certainly weren't challenging me. And I felt that in my business. And so when I took my Brave Yes leap and pivoted my work completely, it was terrifying. That's actually where the word Brave Yes came from, or the phrase came from. But here's the thing, as soon as I made that big leap, my creativity exploded. And I still see this today. When I take a big leap, my creativity follows. So there's some insight to just throw at you right now. If you are feeling like you're creatively burned out or creatively stuck, try taking a risk and see what happens. You may unstick something. So I am a business strategist and a courage coach. I have a specific niche that I work with entrepreneurs around, and that's taking the risks that we need to make more money, to close more sales, to be more visible, to hold your boundaries for more ease. I help you with all the hard stuff, the hard AF things, okay? My mission is very clear to me, and I hope it's very clear to you. I want to make sure that you, as a female entrepreneur, has the capacity to do the bold work that you need to do to feel amazing in your business and your life and in abundant in the kinds of revenue that you want to bring in so that you can do great things with your money. Every client that comes to me, I'm always very clear, like, you're a good human being. I want you to have lots of money because I know you're going to do good with that money. I don't work with people who are not going to do good with their money. But a lot of times this does require taking risks. And that's, you know, being courageous, taking risks, all of that. And I'm going to talk a lot about this in the masterclass that's coming up on the 24th. But listen, your resting place, that place of pause and rest and stillness, we all need that. But it's temporary. It's like where we go to sit on the couch for a bit before we get back to the dishes. Your resting place is a place to hang out for a bit, catch a breath, and move on. And I've talked about that in this podcast before. But what I'm trying to do, especially with my clients, is help you get going in making more bolder decisions, taking action toward those things that's going to move the needle in your business. I call these Brave Yes Power Moves. And there are Brave Yes Power Moves that we can take every single day in our business or every week or every month. And there's some that are going to be much more fleeting, like my jumping over the canyon. So they are simply impactful, strategic, and intentional business practices that are really just about the purpose, prosperity, and doing good in the world that is going to move the needle in your business. So again, I want to talk about this common mistake that happens when we're getting ready to do something kind of scary, whether it be something that we kind of do on a regular basis, or maybe it's a pivot or a change or an up-leveling that you want to do in your business. This idea that fear is at the root of what's going on for us and why we're not taking action. Fear is always the star when we're about to do something really courageous or change is about to happen. And I'm in a situation right now where in my own up-leveling, and again, this is all more internal stuff than it is external. So it's not like, you're not going to see any major drastic changes. But I'm in a situation or two right now where fear wants to be the superhero of this story. And at first I was like, okay, fear's bubbling up. Okay, what am I going to do about it? So, I coach people through this, so I know what to do. And then I realized, wait, this is actually not fear. And because I refused to let fear take over, I started digging deep and I really started to understand that fear is not always what we think it is. Fear is often the blanket problem. We toss at things that scare us or that provoke change. But I have never met a fear conversation that didn't actually have something more deeply rooted lying underneath of it that was the real obstacle. So let me tell you about the five fear illusions that I have talked about this week in my newsletter. These five fear illusions, and there are more than these five, but I wanted to keep the list kind of on the smaller side. They are often mistaken for fear when the problem and the solution are actually much deeper and really even easier to solve than fear. But I won't get into that exactly today. So here's the first fear illusion. It's not fear. It's an identity crisis. So you might be facing a situation or a decision where your identity is shaky and you're trapped in this weird place of still being who you used to be and not quite yet who you are becoming. And this is a beautiful scenario for what creates our invisibility or our hiding or our caving off. This creates an illusion of fear and imposter complex when really it's identity work that you need to focus on. Who are you? What do you want to be? Who are you becoming? What's going to bring you alive? What's going to actually be the path for you as you start to emerge? Now, I have been through a number of identity crises. I should probably tell you I have reinvented myself a number of times. I'm pretty good at it now at this point. And this is why I do a lot of identity work in my coaching program. But that crisis, that conflict of who am I? I used to be this, but I want to be this, and I'm somewhere in the middle, or I've become who I want to be, but I don't know how to put it out there. A lot of times we think it's fear work that we need to do, or we need to just get over it, when really there's identity work that needs to be done, inner work. A lot of fear work is stuff that we've got to work on the inside. And that's exactly what this one is. The next illusion is it's not fear, it's foggy vision. And far more common is this lack of clarity that is mistaken for fear. After all, when we're not clear on what's about to happen or what needs to happen or what the next move is, we're in that place of a messy middle uncertainty, and uncertainty creates a fear illusion. If you often aren't sure if your next move is the right one, fear will bubble up. And you will think it's fear when really it's just you got to get the right plan in place, the right strategy in place. And if you aren't sure and you're feeling decision wobbles, indecision, decision fatigue, analysis paralysis, this is a clarity issue, not necessarily a fear issue, although fear can always be at the back of all of these. So that's number two. Number three, it's not fear. It's just out of alignment. I see this a lot, and I've experienced this one myself. When you're about to do something that you're afraid to do and you're procrastinating and you're putting it off and you're not 100% sure why, but you're saying you're labeling it as fear when really it's just bumping up against your values and your integrity. It's not for you. It's out of alignment. And too often we gloss over or spiritually bypass those feelings because we think, oh, this is what I should be doing. Somebody told me I should be doing this, so I should be doing this. I can think of a lot of different examples of this, but think for yourself. Has there been a time that you were doing something in your business that you were told you should do that didn't feel right? And you kept putting it off and you kept labeling it fear or self-doubt. It's okay to just be like, this is not for me. Now, does that mean that there's got to be another strategy in place? Yes. You got to find the strategy that's going to work for you. That particular strategy doesn't work for you because it's bumping up against your values or your integrity. And that's okay too. So there is no one way to do anything in business, just so you know, like there's always your way. The next fear illusion is it's not fear, it's a capacity collapse. And, you know, I keep saying this a million times, a million different ways. Your life circumstances, your energy, your time management, it's all a huge influence on whether you're going to be willing or able to take bold risks and do the courageous things. When I was about to pivot my work and completely, you know, burn down one business and start another one, I literally was at my most flourishing state. I'm not even kidding. I mean, in fact, as I'm talking about this right now, this is the first time I'm making that connection. I 2020 was my best year personally. And the reason is because I had just spent the year prior researching, investigating, immersing myself in positive psychology and resiliency. And I was immersed in it 100%. And I was on top of the world. I felt great. I felt the best I've ever felt. And that coupled with getting a coach to support me along the way and having the clarity of the moves to make gave me the perfect storm to go ahead and throw the backpack over the wall, jump over the canyon. But when you don't have that capacity in place, you're going to see fear take over. And fear will win. Fear will definitely win in those scenarios. When the strong part of you comes out and is able to handle all the fallout, you're ready. And that is a capacity collapse if you're not. The final fear illusion is not fear, it's an old story bubbling up. And this is a sneaky one. We often will see something as fear that we think is, because we're afraid to do the thing. We're not afraid to do the thing. What we're afraid of is what happened in the past. This thing seems perfectly normal and right, and everything is true, and I know what I'm doing, but that time when I was in fourth grade and, you know, Mrs. So-and-so called me out and I've been afraid to, you know, be a public speaker ever since. Those kinds of old stories just need to be rewritten. And as a storyteller and as a writer and as a crafter, I love to help my clients reframe and create new stories. It is probably my favorite work to do. And so when you are calling something fear, check yourself to see if it's an old story. Because it might be. It might be. In fact, I had this very scenario, this very illusion come up as fear for me recently. Again, I have a situation that I'm in that I'm trying to kind of pivot and change and up-level around. And it was very much an old story bubbling up that was blocking me from taking action. And the minute I realized that, oh, this is an old story, not really fear. I mean, sure, there's some fear of the old story coming true again, but mostly it's that old story and I was able to reframe. And that's the power. That is the power right there. So these five fear illusions are not the only sticking points that will hold entrepreneurs back from taking action and taking bold risks and being audacious. There are many other factors like life and health circumstances, like lack of resources and support, and of course, just having the wrong service or being in the wrong market and wrong positioning. But it's all figure outable. But we just need to get to the bottom of it. And that, I think, is the problem for so many women entrepreneurs who are trying to DIY all of the things. You're so busy, kind of swallowed up by the day-to-day, that you don't have time and space to really get to the root of these things. And so the fear just takes over. The self-doubt just takes over. But once we start peeling these layers back, we realize there are some illusions there. The brain is faking us out. So if you're interested in learning how to overcome fear and achieve goals, I really would love to see you at the upcoming masterclass, Braving the Business Arena, a masterclass for female entrepreneurs to learn how to overcome fear and achieve goals. Totally free, 100% gonna be fun and valuable. Strongly encourage you attend and bring a friend for accountability. I'll leave the link for that in the show notes. And just remember, if you want to thrive and flourish in your business, it's time to start making some courageous moves. What's your brave yes power move this week?